Good morning, Astro Consciousness Community. Happy Monday. It is such a pleasure to be here once again. I'm here to give you your weekly forecast for November 8th through November 14th. We start the week off with a lovely moon in Capricorn. The moon in Capricorn will remain active both November 8th and November 9th. And I feel that every single week should start off with a moon in Capricorn. With the moon in Capricorn, we feel nurtured by organization, planning, meeting deadlines, responsibilities. It is great energy, especially this week, especially because we are still under the influence of a new moon, the new moon in Scorpio, which took place last Thursday, November 4th. It is a beautiful week to start some kind of exercise regimen, a course that you've perhaps been putting off or that you've been thinking about joining. It is a great week to start any kind of organized program. The beautiful thing, another beautiful thing, and I'm not biased just because I'm a Capricorn. Another beautiful thing about starting the week off with a moon in Capricorn is that it really allows us to step into life and whatever we may be experiencing in a very grounded way. We get very clear about what's important and what isn't. We get very committed to what's important and what isn't. Capricorn energy is an earth energy. It's groundedness, it's commitment, it's consistency. It's understanding that when we are responsible and committed to the things that we promise ourselves, we are in fact loving ourselves, creating a stronger relationship with ourselves. We are actually emotionally nurturing ourselves by creating a solid foundation simply by keeping promises to ourselves, okay? We've been talking about this a lot because we are in the middle of eclipse season. We're entering these strong energies of Taurus and Scorpio. Obviously, we're in Scorpio season as well. So this week, we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of Scorpio, Aquarius energy, Scorpio, Taurus energy. And I'll get into that in a second. But I wanted to really emphasize the fact that this moon in Capricorn on both Monday, November 8th and Tuesday, November 9th sets the tone. Pay attention. Pay attention to how you feel Monday and Tuesday. That calm determination where you understand your adult responsibilities, you're going to get them done. You're going to get that sense of satisfaction of getting the things that you need to get done. But also, we have to remember that Capricorn energy has been transformed in some way, shape, or form in the last couple of years. And therefore, Capricorn energy has also been about getting in touch with our internal sense of empowerment that isn't simply just measured by the things that we get done. Capricorn energy at its essence will never stop being Capricorn energy. It will never stop being the sign that is about building for a better future, that is about getting things done, that is about seeing tangible results. If anything, that's almost, it's karma. Any earth sign's karma in this lifetime is to make dreams a tangible reality. That is what they're there for. That is their gift in the zodiac to the rest of us. But with Capricorn energy, we have also learned that we don't need to do 100 things on our to-do list to feel good and validated. That we can really simplify that list, bring it down to what is actually important, get, 5-7 things done in a day, and then rest. And then allow for the foundation that we have built to be there for us, to catch us at the end of a day, to catch us at the end of a day in which we have been busy, in which we have been devoted, in which we have been committed. And at the end of the day, say, that was enough. And I rest in the love, in the yumminess, in the lusciousness that I did enough. I wanted to make that clear because this isn't about overworking. This isn't about overloading yourself. This is about getting clear about what is important, again, keeping those promises to yourself, and then being able to celebrate that at the end of the day. Okay? So with that said, let me continue to Wednesday, November 10th. We have Mercury in Scorpio, conjunct Mars in Scorpio, both squaring Saturn in Aquarius. Let me break it down for you. First, the fact that Mars and Mercury are conjunct, are together, right next to each other in Scorpio. Whenever Mercury is touched by any planet, but particularly by Mars, the planet of action, it usually tends to translate into our days being very busy, which is why it's lovely that we begin this week with a moon in Capricorn. We can see us running a lot of errands, feeling that the to-do list never ends. But remember, with Scorpio, we have the ability to say what is and isn't important, what really does deserve our time, energy, and effort, and what doesn't. And if we feel that all of those things actually do require that we do something about them, that we remember to ask for help. Okay. Remember to trust others to get things done for you. Remember to have the flexibility to understand that when you delegate, that you're delegating to a completely different person than you, to someone with different ways of doing things, to someone with a different personality. But it doesn't mean that what you need help with won't get done. The reason I say that is that Scorpio energy at its lowest manifesting energy can represent control. And so with Scorpio energy, if we are not in charge of the entire project on ourselves, if we don't have full control and we dare to delegate, then we want to control the person and the outcome, and we want to control that as well. We got to ease up. We got to ease up because another potential manifestation of Mercury, the planet of cognitive thought and communication, right next to Mars, the planet of action in Scorpio, is that we can set ourselves up for the worst case scenario. We think that everyone's against us. We prepare ourselves for the worst thing that can possibly happen. And then if the worst that we imagine doesn't happen, well, then at least it wasn't as bad. Life is about enjoying it. It is about finding the beauty in it. It is about finding spaces to be grateful. And there's plenty to be grateful for on a daily basis, okay? So just remember that. Now, both Mercury and Mars creating a 90-degree angle or a square to Saturn in Aquarius is about, okay, you want to get all of these things done. You want to move forward with this project. You want to move forward with this conversation, but there's a limitation. Saturn tends to represent limitations for better or worse, depending on how you perceive certain limitations, right? I learned a long time ago to perceive limitations as the universe redirecting me into something that's better. That changed everything. So, again, Saturn is the planet of limitations, and Aquarius is saying, you want to move forward with this. Mercury, I thought about it. Mars, I'm going to move forward. Saturn, a limitation. Are you over-promising and under-delivering? Is it realistic? Does it fit in your life? Are you bringing on too many things to your plate? Yet again, there is a limitation there in Aquarius that is meant to make you question, is this really the course of action that I want to take? And if you're not sure, remember, reach out and get another perspective from someone that you trust, okay? So this can also manifest in a brutal honesty. I feel that Scorpio season and perhaps Capricorn season are those seasons in which we have to mind our words a lot. Those two energies, while they may have a filter, it's not like Sagittarius energy where it just kind of says whatever it's thinking, right? One thing about Sagittarius energy is that, yeah, there's no filter. They just kind of say what's on their mind, but they're ever rarely brutal. They're very rarely ever purposely push the button or dig their nail into that bullet wound that to make it hurt even more. That emotional bullet wound that if you stick your finger in it, it's going to be brutal and harsh. So with that picture in mind, be mindful of your words. You can be honest and direct without being brutal, okay? Wednesday is also a great day for planning, for writing, for finishing anything that is pending. Like I said, the whole week is actually great for that. This is also a great day to talk to your therapist or your coach, because this can be incredibly revealing. Remember, if you're coming to a dead end, as it might feel like, begin to delve into why. We're in Scorpio season. The point is to delve. The point is to question, right? Scorpio is the detective of the zodiac. It wants to know why, how, when. It wants to know for how long. It wants to know everything. And we have the opportunity now to ask those questions of ourselves, of our process, of what's happening. And if we can do that, obviously, in safe space with someone, it can be an incredible catalyst for a lot of growth and healing. All right? So you have to understand that those conversations allow us to understand the motivations and intentions behind our actions. Or if we observe, we can actually understand the motivation and intentions of others as well, okay? Now, on Thursday, November 11th, we have the moon in Aquarius, we have a stellium in Scorpio, and we have Uranus in Taurus. So let's talk about what that means. The moon in Aquarius, we feel nurtured by not being too overwhelmed by a lot of things. We feel nurtured by having space to be with ourselves. We feel nurtured by hanging out with friends, but at the same time, when it's time for us to leave the party, to leave, you know, brunch, we're like, all right, had enough of the friendship. I feel fulfilled, and now it's time for me to go on my own. That's Aquarius energy. Aquarius energy is actually energy of community, but it still needs to keep its sense of self and individuality. So when the moon is transiting Aquarius, if we feel a little, or if we feel that others are being a little distant, a little aloof, just understand that they are simply nurturing themselves according to what the moon is presenting to us. Now, the stellium in Scorpio, we have the Sun, Mercury, and Mars. A stellium in astrology is when we have three or more planets in one sign. So we have Sun, Mercury, and Mars. Presence, thought, and action. This is who I am, this is what I think, and this is what I'm going to do about it. So that stellium in Scorpio creates an opposition. That means that it's at 180 degrees away from Uranus and Taurus. And Uranus and Taurus is saying that which has felt comfortable for a long time will no longer be what makes you feel comfortable this year and next year and the year after that. We're revolutionizing that. The universe is revolutionizing that which has felt comfortable to us for a very long time. And think about how in the bigger picture, at a global level, think about how much that makes sense. We have been aching. We have been searching. We have been after this sense of normalcy this entire year. This entire year, only to come to the constant reminder, that realization that the sense of normalcy that we're looking for, we're not going to find again, because things after 2020 will no longer be the same. And I think that it's taking a lot of us some time to really recognize that, to really understand. I keep searching for the sense of comfiness. I keep searching for the sense of something that feels familiar. And even in spaces that feel familiar, with people that feel familiar, it's simply not the same. That is Uranus and Taurus. There is something about, for instance, let's say you worked from home for a year and a half, and now all of a sudden people are starting to go back into the office, And maybe a part of you thought, I want to go back into the office. I want to do that again. I want to dress up again. I want to talk to coworkers again. And when you finally go back, you realize that it didn't feel the same as it did 18 months prior. And that may seem like, well, duh. But think about how it actually feels as you go back in and step foot in that office and say, this is different because I'm different. And so again, a new normal has to be formed. That is Uranus and Taurus. Okay, so the moon in Aquarius, the stellium in Scorpio, Uranus and Taurus create what we call a fixed T-square. We understand the heaviness of everything we're feeling. We understand it in a very cognitive way. And I say this not because we're trying to rationalize our process, but because there is a form of detachment from it. And that's because of that moon in Aquarius. There, with the moon in Aquarius, there is this ability to take a step back and say, whew, okay, I am holding on to a lot of stuff. So all of the shadow stuff that we've been talking about and that's been coming up during Scorpio season, all of that stuff we're holding on one hand. We're able to take a step back and be the observer of our process right now. One hand, I'm holding the shadow. On the other hand, I'm holding the possibilities of what could be with this, while building this new sense of normal. And with the moon in Aquarius, I am the observer and I feel nurtured and nourished emotionally by being able to observe my process without being consumed by it. Be mindful of that. Celebrate that. Celebrate that you are able to take a step back and observe your life and everything that's happening with it. Be present with it. Be grateful for it. And if it still feels like too much, reach out to someone, okay? This can feel like a lot of pressure and or being pulled in different directions. This is a different manifestation of this fixed T-square. Again, if you are feeling like you're being pulled in different directions, don't forget to delegate. Don't forget to ask for help. This is definitely a day of, I mean, really the whole week is about this balance, the comfort zone versus responsibility, the comfort zone versus responsibility. And this isn't just as simple as being lazy and not being lazy, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the comfort zone of how I used to approach life, relationships, work, myself, versus the responsibility that I have to make better decisions for my well-being. That's what I'm talking about. Remember, this fixed T-square reminds us that if we keep promises to ourselves, we grow. That's the type of responsibility that I'm talking about. On Friday, November 12th, we have the Sun in Scorpio creating a beautiful trine to Neptune in Pisces. This is really lovely. I love that we end the week in this. I love that we start the week with a moon in Capricorn and we end the week on a Friday with a sun trine Scorpio. So the sun in Scorpio, remember, it's still water energy because Scorpio is a water sign. It's a feminine sign. Yes, the sun is masculine energy, but Scorpio energy transforms that. It is the sign of transformation. It is the sign of looking at the shadow. Yet again, it is the sign of looking at our internal empowerment by owning everything we are. A trine, it's a lovely connection. It's a helpful connection to Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces. Pisces is also a water sign. It's also of healing energy. Let go and let God. So this is a great day to unwind after a week that may feel heavy, after a week in which you felt you probably have to process a lot, and that's okay. This is definitely, like I said, energy of forgiveness. This is a beautiful day to have important conversations with people that we love. We have, at the time, we have a Venus in Capricorn. So Venus, the planet of relationships in Capricorn. This is what I'm committed to. This is what I'm not committed to. This is how we make this relationship clear. We set clear boundaries. We are clear about what we want. Now, with the sun in Scorpio, there's immense, immense energy for healing, but only if we are completely honest, if we put all of our cards on the table. Both sides do that. This is what I'm working with. This is what I'm battling. This is what I'm working on. This is who I am. And Neptune in Pisces coming in and saying, I love you. That must be hard to admit. I'm here for you. Thank you for being so honest. Let's move forward slowly together and see how this unfolds. This is really powerful energy. But because it's a trine, any trine in the zodiac, what does that mean? It means that energies of the same element are connecting to one another. Scorpio is a water sign. Pisces is a water sign. They understand each other. They speak the same language, even if in different ways. So a trine in the zodiac represents the cosmos saying, if you take action on this energy, I am here to support you. But unlike a square or an opposition, it's not going to make us act. It's not going to make us uncomfortable to actually do something about the situation. Some alignments do make us uncomfortable. They create a lot of tension and pressure, and we're like, ah, I don't want to feel this anymore. So we do something about it. Trines don't do that. Trines are the cosmos' way of saying, I'm here for you. Practice your free will. All right. So this is also a great day, great evening for meditation circles, for sound healing circles, another great day for a talk with your therapist or a coach. On a lighter note, it is a great date night, really great date night. Neptune in Pisces is sweet, romantic. It's kind. It's soft. A sun in Scorpio, it's sexy, it's direct, and it's profound. So those two energies combined can create a really lovely night to connect with someone new or someone you're already in relationship with, or just simply connecting to yourself, all right? Saturday, November 13th, we have Mercury in Scorpio opposing Uranus in Taurus. Look, Mercury in Scorpio has been doing this pretty much all week. So this could be a week of surprising news, some shock, major downloads, major aha moments. And with those news, with those aha moments, with those downloads, there is a cutting of something that felt continuous. So we get the shocking news that someone we're in relationship with did something that, I don't know, we either find too hard to deal with, too hard to forgive at the moment, and it cuts the way that that relationship functioned. I'm not saying that that's how it's going to manifest. I'm giving you an example so that the energy makes sense. Now, or let's say that you get an amazing opportunity, an amazing work opportunity. You're surprised, you're shocked, you didn't think you would get it. It's kind of coming out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, that cuts the way that you lived your life all along. Your daily routines change. You know that you have to let go of some things. And you're liberated to be a different part of you. Okay? Sunday, November 14th, the moon is in Aries. There are no other major aspects. The moon in Aries will give us a breath of fresh air. It's the moon in a fire sign. We feel energized. The moon will be in Aries the following Monday, so we will feel energized yet again to start a different week. Okay. I hope this is helpful. And as always, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me every week. And I will be here next week, as always. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye.